Okay, thank you. And no message about dropping off if you don't like it, Michael. I always love that message. Okay, Gisela, could you do an attendance reading, please?
Absolutely. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's Jazz Call on Tuesday, the 21st of September, we have Avery Doria, Evan Leibovich, Alex Gakuru, Rafik Damak, Boudouin Chombé, Alan Greenberg, Sébastien Bachelet, Eric Brunner-Williams. From staff, we have Carla Valente, myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and we have apologies from Carlos Aguirre and Cheryl Langdon-Orr. Hope I haven't left anyone off the list. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. And apologies, yes, Tijani will be joining us in about 15 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Gisela. This is Avery. Before getting to the agenda, I want to go through the SOI, DOI stuff. So first of all, I'd like to ask if anyone has any updates that they wish to make or have recently made to their statement of interest, which basically covers their employment, their involvement in ICANN, et cetera, the basis for which. So does anybody have any comments or additions they wish to make to their SOI? Okay, hearing none, I would remind people that should you need to, please send a comment to the list as soon as you need to, and then please mention it at the following meeting. Going to the DOI, I'd like to ask if anybody has a declaration of interest relating specifically to any of the topics we might be talking today. For example, if someone were to have a specific interest in applying for bundled TLDs, and that's a topic that we have on the agenda for today, it would be appropriate to mention that. And, of course, that applies to any other topics that are expected to be on the agenda. Does anyone have a declaration of interest on any of the topics that we expect to have on the agenda today? Okay, hearing none, I would remind everyone that should we hit a topic, for example, if we go into an area that we weren't planning to talk about and you find yourself in a situation where you do have a specific interest and plan, please be sure to flag it and let the rest of the participants know that you do have a declaration of interest to make. Having gone through that, move to the agenda. I apologize for doing it so belatedly. As I have said, I am just now catching up with the part of my life that is not IGF. So I basically figured that we're in a regrouping point now of needing to figure out exactly what we need to do to finish up the work in our current charter and such. So what I wanted to start with today was a discussion of where we're at and what our approach should be to finishing up our work as soon as possible. I figure that one of the things we need to do that we can do today was we walk through any of the remaining open issues. Carla presented a list below. Look, and when she sent out the notice on the document, see if everything is there, and if, you know, something is there that shouldn't be, or whatever. Just go through the list, make sure it's complete, make sure we know what we're up against. Then my recommendation would be at the next meeting, we go back through the comment response document, confirm that the answers that are in it are as they should be, make any changes that need to be made, make sure that we have a correspondence between the answer we're giving and what's showing up in our recommendations, and try and basically finish that document or get close to finishing it. Then after that, go back to the recommendations, go back to that final document, and make sure that it is right and complete. And then after having done all of that, create a proposal for, you know, anything that we think is a charter extension. So if we believe that this group should have some rechartered goals to continue working on the stuff, fine, then we need to put a proposal in. If we don't believe that that's the case and we believe the work should be done somewhere else or somehow else, that's fine too. Then we just recommend closing the group. And then basically the next thing was to start the walkthrough on the issues and start having discussions and trying to close those open issues would be sort of the first item that we go back to for today is start talking about items. Now, also, Carla mentioned wanting to ask some questions, as it were, regarding the document, the excerpt that was sent in to the board. So I'm not sure. That may be a good first thing on the agenda if no one objects. Okay, is that agenda work for people? I don't know how far we can get in the next 45 minutes, but is that a fine agenda for folks? Okay.
Avi, this is Andrew. I just joined. I'm sorry, I couldn't get online earlier. What was the agenda that you proposed?
Well, it's written, if you look in the note 5, it's essentially written there. But it's basically an agenda to regroup. And also, I sent it in the email, so it's possible if you can get access to the email or such, I would prefer not to go through it at this point.
Fair enough. I'll take a look.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. I should be able to.
Okay, so I guess the first thing is, Carla, if you could, A, just tell us a little bit about the documents you sent out, and then bring up the questions that you wanted to bring up about the document that was sent to the board.
Okay, so I sent the addenda, which was, there was some update. Then the current draft final report, there was not much update done there. And the excerpt,
I have a question. On the draft final report, did you stick the Section 2 back in from the excerpt? I haven't had a chance to look at it.
No, I did not. I wasn't sure about
that. No, that's something that would need to be done. In other words, what we did is I took the excerpt out of there. Having edited it, we should put it back in there.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
And then I sent the excerpt itself, the one that you prepared for the board.
So I'll update you by text and let you know.
Okay. Any questions on those pieces of document?
So there's a few questions on the excerpt. Like, for example, on the recommendation number 2 regarding sponsorship and fundraising, the clarification question from staff is, what is the proposed use of the funds? Is that to offset the cost reduction in number 1 or to create some kind of a scholarship?
It's the latter. I don't know whether it'd be called a scholarship or an assistance program, but it is not to offset number 1. Is that
okay?
Does anybody wish to correct me on that?
Yeah, that's the way I understand it.
Right, okay.
Sorry, Avery, could you repeat the question?
The question was basically we talked about a fundraising program. And the question was from staff is, are those funds that are collected, that are fundraised, are they to be used to offset the recommended cost reductions, or are they meant as a further funding source for applicants, scholarships, et cetera?
Yeah, definitely B.
Right. Thank you. That was what I had thought it was. That's why I said it so quickly. But I wanted to make sure that people would correct me if I got it wrong. Okay. Yes. Any other question, Carla?
Yes. And then on the recommendation 2, on the bullet 2, is ITN giving the list of parties that provide grant? Is that the expectation of the group?
Okay. I'm not sure I understand the question. Could you give me a line number, first of all?
Okay. Oh, that's great. I don't have line numbers on this document.
But you do on what you're showing on the screen. We have the excerpts from draft final report showing on the screen.
Oh, we do. Hold on. Give me one moment.
Sure.
Wait.
Yeah, it's the second bullet point. Hold on.
How many bullets?
I know, hold on. Is this one from external funding agencies, 62 on to 66. is that the expectation that I can give the list of the parties that provide grant?
No. I don't believe so. On external funding? No, that's basically one of the things that we talk about in the continuing is putting together a group that somehow is contacting those organizations. Certainly, any recommendations from ICANN, I believe, would be more than welcome. But it's basically an effort then to go out and make outreach to funding organizations and bring them into discussion. So I don't know, perhaps the fundraiser might be doing some of that, but other mechanisms would. And there was, I don't think there was any assumption that ICANN would be solely responsible for outreach to external funding organizations. Though,
okay,
of course, any context they had, for example, you know, earlier, you know, you all had made a recommendation that you bring in some experts on external funding and that we talk to them, so certainly that would be part of the effort. But I do not believe that there's any intent that ICANN is responsible for finding the external funding agencies.
Okay, thank you. Is the development director, and that goes on line 70, is the development director expected to be part of ICANN staff?
And this is my guess at it. I believe at least in relationship to ICANN staff. Now, whether it's a consulting or whether it's an external setup relationship, it is an ICANN hire. It is an ICANN arranged thing, if I understand correctly. Please correct me, rest of the group.
This was the fundraising person?
Yes.
Yes, that's an ICANN hire.
Right.
Hire, contractor, whatever. It doesn't necessarily have to be staff. It could be, you know, I mean, there are third-party organizations that do fundraising.
Right.
I don't think we're giving instructions as to the contractual form of the relationship between ICANN and the individual.
Right. Yeah. That's why I sort of said it's an ICANN-related position.
Yeah. But
yeah, and but regardless of whether or not the full-time is ICANN, somebody from ICANN still would need to be managing that relationship.
Yes.
Okay. And the $10 million that is stated on this bullet, what is the basis for that number?
I'd like to, that I don't know. I think it was a good number to build to start a fund with. I can't go further than that. Perhaps somebody else can contribute.
The reason I picked that number is because I want a real goal for a development director. Now, American political campaigns typically run for House races $250,000 and up. So I'm thinking that in terms of a funding goal, this person, this task, has to reach into at least the seven-figure area. So 10 is the lowest, more than seven figures budget goal or fundraising goal. 100
okay.
would be nicer, too.
Okay. And the last question is, are we going to define financial need and method in this cycle of work?
I do not believe so. I believe that that is one of the things that is going to be recommended or could possibly be recommended as a charter extension item of work.
Okay, thank you. These were all the questions.
Okay, because specifically on that one, that is not, I don't know if that is specifically in our charter, but that's certainly a lot more work. And I'm not sure that we wouldn't need some experts. I see a couple hands up. So, Alan.
Yeah, I'd like to go back to the $10 million for a moment.
Okay,
and
sorry, I didn't see your hand up sooner.
It wasn't up. I didn't get it up.
Okay.
So we've been past it. How many different applications do we think that's going to cover? Or what kind of amount are we dreaming about per applicant? It strikes me that number is large enough that if we're talking 100,000 per applicant, that's 100 applications in covering $10 million, And I'm not sure that's the message we want to send to the board, that we're expecting 100 applications in that are eligible for support under our definition.
Eric, would you like to respond to that now, or should I collect all the questions?
Well, sure. The assumption has been that 1 in 5, which amounts to 100 if there's 500 applications. So if we accept the information we have from staff that they're expecting 500, and after 500, of course, they're going to adopt a different kind of regime, a cohort mechanism, but 500 is their expectation. What is wrong with a 1 in 5 assumption about the applicants who will be in need?
I don't know if there's anything wrong with it. It's a higher number than I had always imagined when we're having these discussions. That may be just me. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. By the way, I put myself in the list with a hand up because I want to make a non-chair comment. Andrew.
Actually, Alex. I mean, Alan said basically what I was going to say. I think we may be accidentally sending a signal to the board that we're expecting a huge number of these applications, or that we'll accept all of the ones that come in with $10 million. I love the idea of having a target for a fundraiser. I just don't know if we need that much, but if we can get it, that's fine. It seems to me that it's very much that was the same question that I had, though.
Okay, thanks. And now calling on me, sort of chair hat off, and then there's Evan. I got two comments on this fundraising. One is, I think $10 million, you know, you always set the goal high, you know, meeting 100% of your goal, meeting it all in time for applications, et cetera. I think also that there may be, you know, distribution post application in terms of, you know, helping cover fees or what have you that could be conceived of. But another thing that I didn't get into when we were putting this together but does concern me is I can actually administering such a $10 million fund, and I do believe that this needs to be somehow separate from ICANN. So it needs to be related to ICANN, but I believe that any foundational entity that comes out would need to be something that was set up by the board but set up as a separate and independent from ICANN organization, such as any corporation any benefactor foundation is set up separate from the agency what is using the money. So, and I know I said that badly, but I hope I got the meaning across that basically while I think this fund should be set up and I think it should be related to ICANN, In its first instance, I think the intention should be for there to be a separate scholarship, funding, loan, what have you, organization set up that has a whole set of conditions yet to be defined, but this should not be money that is in ICANN's budgets anywhere. And now I go back to chair role. Evan.
I'm just asking if maybe we aren't over-engineering this a bit. I mean, we're here to recommend policy, and I'm wondering if setting specific targets is starting to get into implementation details is my concern about whether or not we're really sort of over-engineering and starting to get into niggly implementation details. Granted, targets aren't necessarily niggly, but at the same time, I'm wondering in terms of the quality of the recommendation we're going to put in, if we're really getting into a level of detail that doesn't befit the kind of recommendations we're being asked to do.
Okay, thank you. And if I can ask, your recommendation would be, obviously we've already sent this to the board as part of what I'm calling Snapshot 2, but you're saying that we should reconsider whether we want to include an actual figure in the final report.
It's not something I can get worked up over either way. It's just, given Carla's question and staff concerns, you know, is there a specific reason why we picked that number? Well, you know, it looks like a good one that's going to be helpful, but it's kind of hard to objectively back that up.
Okay. Thank you. Alan?
Yeah, I'm commenting on your comment, Avery. Although I agree that should there be a pile of money, it should be managed in the way you describe. I would envision if we have that pile of money, it's likely to come from auctions during the first round or something, not from fundraising. My image was and any substantial amounts that we can fundraise are not actually going to come to us in cash, but be commitments that the external organization is going to make to make money available for this purpose. So, you know, if we keep using the World Bank, the World Bank's not going to give us $1 million, I don't think. The World Bank may commit to putting $1 million into this kind of project. So I'm not sure in the short term there is a lot of money to manage. There might be small donations which you know, may add up to something, but I don't think the bulk of it is actually going to be in cash, not the way I've been envisioning it anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry, myself again. I think you're probably right, but any of it that is cash should have those conditions applied to it, but I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now having gone through that, seeing no other questions, and we'll be coming back to all these issues, I recommend that we move on to, let me see, what was, let me look at the agenda again. So we talked about where we were, and, oh yes, let's go through the list of remaining open issues. I don't know if it's possible to put that up. Oh yeah, it is possible to put it up. We could just cut it into the comment space. So let me cut it into the comment space. Okay, control C. And there. Good. Okay. So in comment space, the issues that are still open, and I guess we should add to the issues that are open, is the one that just came up about development directors and development funds and sums. So I would add that to the bottom of the issues list. And Carl, if you can keep an issues list and add that one, I'd appreciate it. The first issue we had and the one I wanted to get to today. Oh, Tijani, I see your hand up, please.
Yes, thank you, Avery. I am sorry for being late. Before we go to the comments, I have sent some comments about the text that you sent to the board. I know you have it's already sent, but if we have an opportunity to discuss, at least to see if my concern is shared by the other members of the group.
Okay. Although I do believe to a large extent your comments were included, although I'd have to go back and ask Carla to find out exactly to what extent they were in the final edit, but certainly.
Did you include them?
I believe that certainly Carla looked at them while doing the inclusion. Carla and Evan, who were finalizing, can somebody fill us in on to what extent Tijani's comments were included in the document that was final, the document that was sent?
In the last snapshot, we had pretty well no time to put into Tijani's comments.
Okay.
The time constraints. So the idea being is that we would make it clear in the snapshot that it didn't include everything and then come back and work on
sure.
Okay,
sure.
So we should
sure.
include, therefore, Tijani's comments in this list of open issues.
Correct.
Okay.
There was some comments regarding the syntax, the language, if you want, but there are a few comments about the content.
Yeah, I wouldn't, if it's okay with you, I wouldn't worry about the syntax and such. I would just ask Carla to sort of look at those and take them in, you know, assuming that the text is still as it was, and just look to add your substantive issues to the list of open issues, if that's okay.
Okay.
I mean, because, you know, we're going to be cleaning up the documents for a while. It's too late to collect that. It's too late to correct the syntax of what went to the board. It either got corrected or it's gone.
Okay.
So, you know, the syntax in terms of those errors remaining, they can be caught at a later time. But certainly in terms of your substantive, so at the end of this list now, I've already added one, which had to do with development, and that once I get through this list that's here, perhaps I'll ask you to name your substantive comments so that we can add them to the list of open issues, if that's okay.
Okay.
So I'll come back to you at the end of the list.
Okay.
Okay, so the first issue that we have open, and we're not going to discuss it yet now, we're just making sure that the list is correct, is the issue of bundling and the scope of our work, that there had been no unanimity, and so we need to discuss bundling, A, whether it belongs there, and we need to come to a level of consensus on it belonging there, and then assuming that we have some degree of, you know, consensus for it belonging there, then we need to decide which of the two or what variant of the two or of what is there we can find levels of support for. And it's quite possible that we could end up in a situation where we indicate that, you know, we sort of do an analysis, break the recommendations down a bit and saying we have, you know, full consensus on point A, we have partial consensus on point B, you know, there's some support or there's strong support for C and D, and we are divided on E and F. It, you know, if we have to break it down to that level to understand where we are on those, that's an exercise that we can and I believe should go through. That and how we arrive at that, we can discuss later. Evan and I have been through a very interesting exercise in the MOPO group where various opinions on whether the chair used polling techniques effectively. He was in a position where he had to make very quick decisions, did way too much polling that made me very uncomfortable, but a lot of the group seems to accept it as having worked. So should we get to a point of needing to define the careful difference between strong support and divergence, you know, we can talk about techniques for figuring that out. Hopefully we won't get there. Andrew, I see your hand up. Andrew? Are you muted?
Sorry, I was. My apologies. I think what you proposed is fine. I would just like to make the request that if we could punt this until Thursday so we could have Richard on the call since he's been very active in this and I don't see him.
Okay.
I would appreciate that because I think he's got a lot to offer and he's come up with some good ideas that and we've done some, you know, some work on it together that I'd like to get him involved in the conversation.
That seems okay. I think looking at the clock at 9:35 and, I mean, not, sorry, hour 35, forgive me for being temporocentric. Hour 35, I don't think we're going to get very far into that topic today, so I think that's fine. Okay, so I think that is probably one of our biggest issues of discussion, so I do recommend that be one of the first ones we tackle going forward. Next issue, so does anybody believe that's not an issue that we need to cover? Okay. Next issue we had was work on 3310. And okay, I see a hand to Johnny.
Yes, in the document we sent to the board, we said that the financial support will be given to the applicants regardless their region, which is contrary to the resolution 20 stipulation. I think the developing countries was mentioned explicitly by the resolution 20, so we don't have to remove this component and to say it will be done, it will be given regardless the regional appartenance or the regional from where the application comes. I think it's a big issue and we have to be to discuss it deeply.
Okay, so that'll be one of the issues to add. I see a couple hands went up, although I thought we had gotten, well, it'll be an interesting discussion because I thought we had gotten to the point of saying only financial need was a criteria and everything else was secondary. Now it seems that we're bringing back in regional is a criteria, and I have no objection, but it seems to me like we're going. But anyhow, Eric, I see your hand up.
Yeah, I can wait until we get to the substantive discussion. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, at the moment I'm just collecting issues. So I guess we add the issue of is regional basis a criteria for receiving aid?
Even if it is not, Avery, we don't have to mention that we have to distribute the financial support regardless of the regional appartenance.
Well, where does it actually say that? What line?
I'm just
looking for it quickly.
And the text you sent to the board, I don't remember exactly in which line.
Because I'm looking here, and it says main or sole criteria, eligibility is financial need. Then we say among the types of applications that are being included support once financial or other need has been established are community-based applications geographically located.
No, it's not there. It's not there. It is about the financial aid. It is not about the support in general. You understand? You mean the money we will collect, we have to distribute it regardless the regional appartenance. But you didn't say that for the general support, you understand, for example, for the cost reduction, etc. You remember?
I'm looking at the guide at the moment, and I actually don't find the instance that you're talking about. Okay, well, let's put it on the issue, and then we'll go back.
Okay, thank you.
And find it later that, you know, is aid appropriate for all regions? Carla, have you added that one? What happened to all the notes? How did I lose all the notes? Seems weird. Oh.
I was going to copy them and send via email and use the notes space to list the open issues.
Okay, well, I guess they just disappeared, but I just cut them back in. Okay, then the next was Section 3310, which is not in the excerpt, I guess. This numbering that you put, this was from the general document and not from the I'm getting confusing on numbers.
Yeah, so the number 3310 was from the summary of comments.
Oh, okay, thank you. And that was on underserved scripts. I guess Andrew and Rafiq and Richard were working on some text there, is the issue? Somebody fill me in? Carla,
yeah,
you put the original note in, so...
Yeah, Avery, I took that from reviewing the meeting notes for the week that I was off.
Okay. So, Andrew, can you fill me in? Is there anything that's still pending from you guys, or did you get all of your contributions in?
Rafiq and I spoke about this briefly when we were in Vilnius.
Yeah.
And I am – where are we now? I'm sorry, I'm a little bit behind. Okay,
so there's still something pending there. I don't really need a thing. It's just it's correct that this is still a pending issue.
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
I'll check in with Rafiq.
Okay, so once you've got some more information, you know, send it into the list so that Carla can sort of amplify this item on the list so we know what we've got to do. Okay, then there's 3311, which I guess is also from the comments, identify as needing rewording, but last email exchanges agree no further language will be proposed. Alan, with help from Richard and Andrew, Carla, can you fill me in on the topic? Hello?
Hi, Avery, this is Carla. I have to get the doc.
Okay. The disadvantage of having it be your document, your numbers we're working from.
So 3.3.11, that was the comment from Daniel Younger about the register-registrar separation. So there was some discussion in the working group, and Richard, Ellen, and Andrew were supposed to work on some language for the proposed response from the working group, because what we had in the draft is that the working group believes this comment is not directly related to the proposal. So there was a discussion whether or not we should expand that response.
Okay, thank you. So, Alan, Richard, Andrew, how's that going? Is that something that's done and submitted, or is that something that's still pending? Alan, your name was first.
Sorry, I dropped off. I'm back on now, but I don't know what my name is
okay,
first for.
Okay, we're talking about, in the comments, section 3311, comments relating to Danny Younger's proposal about registrars and registry. I guess it was separation integration issues, and I guess a brief answer saying out of scope for this group, but you guys were talking about creating a more substantive response or something like that?
That sounds vaguely familiar, which I didn't do.
Okay, so it's something that we keep on the list as pending.
I think so.
Okay, thank you. That's
and
really what I'm looking
and
for.
I will add it to my to-do.
Okay, thank you very much.
Was it me with someone else or just me alone?
It was Alan with help from Richard and Andrew.
Okay.
And the previous one we talked about, the underserved scripts, was Andrew with help from Rafiq and Richard. Okay, then we have 339. Carla, I'm assuming again that this is the comments document. Add wording regarding policy and impact on current TLDs not aligned with self-funding policy goals. Can you explain?
This was, again, Daniel Younger comment on registrar transaction fee support for the disadvantaged new GTOD applicants. There was a comment whether or not we should add a reference to the GENESO policy and specific language that this would not impact or should not impact or penalize current GTODs.
Okay. So is this something you need language from someone on? I see Eric with his hand up. Eric.
Thank you, Avery. I was raising my hand over the previous item.
Oh, please go back.
Thank you. I'd like to arrive at the point where we've finally decided what it is we're going to say about vertical integration and not revisit the subject again.
Okay, you wanted to do that now, or is that what we do with this item?
Oh, I just want to make sure that eventually we kill this subject. We reach closure on it, and we don't have to revisit it every other meeting.
I believe that at this point, going through this list, we have to reach closure on each of these topics, because at this point we're in the end game. And this is a list of the topics that we need to close. So that's why I'm trying to get a fairly complete list of topics, and then I think we work through them and close them and then make sure we have correct language everywhere.
Thank you, Avery. I thought we actually did close on this particular issue, the vertical integration reference, in the previous call. But it's
in which case, we may be closed, and we just need people to write that language down. I wasn't on the last four calls, so I'm not quite sure, you know, although I did listen to the tapes. I don't remember closure on vertical integration, but perhaps the people that are writing the language do remember the closure. Yes, Andrew.
I was just going to actually agree with Eric. I thought we had kind of come to closure on this one. Do we need additional language? I mean, we can put it together if it's necessary, but I thought we were done.
Okay,
maybe I misremembered.
I think if Alan, who's the crew that's writing this, and Evan all believe that the language that's there is sufficient,
I do remember that we put this away. I'm just struggling this moment to remember exactly how.
Yeah, so the note, Evan, this is Carla. The note you asked Glenn to put on the document was that the working group believes this is a reasonable observation and are currently discussing ways to consider it. And then after that, there was some discussion whether we should be working on a language, on a very specific language to include in the summary analysis in response to Daniel Younger. And this was what we left at, according to my understanding of the transcripts, is that we were going, Richard, Alan, and Andrew were going to propose in a very specific response.
My recollection, and it is vague, and I apologize for that, is that we were going to say something to the effect of that the working group believes this would be would be helpful to some applicants who meet our criteria, but we are leaving it to the VI working group to fully address.
Sounds good.
That's what I remember as well, something like that.
So if you guys can produce the language, then I think we'll be able to call it closed as per Eric's request.
We will try.
Okay, thanks. Hope your voice is okay. Okay, back to 339. And that, which was also, so is further wording required on that?
Sorry, Aubrey, what is 339?
339 was a Danny Younger comment related to the effect on current.
Registrar transaction fees, support for disadvantaged GTOD applicants.
And that was the voluntary one.
Yeah. I think so. So do we need further wording on that? We do not have a volunteer for that, but then again, if we make it clear what we want to say, Carla could possibly produce the wording. As I say, is an issue we can come back to, but we didn't need to resolve it right now. Do we agree that's an issue that needs further work?
I actually can't remember what we came down to. I do remember my own personal feeling, and I don't know whether I said it or not, was that's something we could certainly say has merit, although how would it, you know, the cost of administering it and the process to administer it sounds unwieldy. But
so the comment that was raised per transcript was that the GENESO policy was very clear that this program would be self-funding and, you know, we should not do anything to penalize the current TODs and the structure that is in place now.
My recollection is the suggestion was registrants can voluntarily fund it.
Okay.
I'm
well,
not sure.
Leave it on there and let's go back to at the next meeting. That it need. I put a note that it needs to be checked. And the issue of costs on administration. Then, okay, 7. We've only got 10 minutes left. Regarding Alan's comments, questions to me on issue of delegation versus actual TLD use by registry. This is what we have on the base agreement regarding the issue. And then a long quote. So.
Yeah, Avery, maybe this is Carla. Maybe I could clarify that.
Yes, please.
In the discussions in the last meeting, one of the issues raised was whether or not there was something that we are going to enforce a registry to launch, basically, you know, to have the TOD available and whether or not there was any kind of mechanism. And Alan raised this question specifically to me. So what I did is I looked into the base agreement, I talked to our legal staff, and we do not have, although it is intention of the program that all of the TODs would be operational, we do not have an enforcement mechanism in our current base agreement to do so. The only enforcement mechanism is the one that I copied here.
Okay. So do we need to do any work on this, or is this purely informational? Alan?
My recollection was the issue was that we said if you don't get the thing operational, that that you have to repay the money or you're not eligible for ongoing things. But my recollection at the time was there is no mechanism for even recognizing that, so it wasn't a practical term. And Carla's confirmed that all we're checking is that it's in the root, not that it's a going business.
Okay.
Correct.
So I basically take it that there's nothing to be done on this one.
We can put a suggestion in, but again, it's one of those things. How, you know, if we can't imagine how to implement it, I'm not sure we have a reasonable expectation it's going to be implemented.
Okay, I guess I would recommend that people think about language, and we'll leave it on the list. We'll come back to it later and see if anybody has any recommendations for changes to be made, and if they don't at the time, we'll just leave it and move on. Is that a reasonable suggestion?
Yep.
So if anybody can think of a way to deal with it, please write it down and suggest it on the list. Then I guess the last one here was sentence bracket 245, 246. Is this also in the comment document, Carla?
I'm sorry, which one are you on?
I'm on the last one, I guess, which is sentence bracket 245, 246. One possible change, the recommendation to prioritize ethnic linguistics and cultural groups is valid for the current round and possible future rounds. I think we've started making a change on that in the excerpt, and if that that change remains, that has to sort of percolate through all the documents. So that would be more of a consistency check than any specific recommendation change, correct?
Yes, that one is not on my list.
Oh, okay, that just showed up here. Maybe someone else
wrote it.
I wonder
if this was part of the notes.
Okay. Then we had the one that was added, which was development fundraising issues, and that was both amount and, let's just put practice. Then there was the Tijani issues, and the first issue that Tijani brought up was... God, I'm losing my mind. So, Tijani.
Yes,
we had several issues to put on that you are making. One of them we already said, and Carla, I guess you already wrote down a note on it. I just want to get it written here.
Yes, the point I raised was about the regional consideration.
Oh, right, okay, thank you. Yes, regional restriction for funding.
Not restriction, consideration.
Regional consideration. Thank you for the correction. Okay. Oh, I deleted too much. Consideration for funding.
Well, I added is regional basis a criteria for receiving aid and clarification on the proposed development director and clarifications on proposed development funds. Those are the three additional items I have.
Okay. And, Tijani, did you have other issues?
Carla, I will send you by email what I sent as a comment to Avery, but because you have the reference of the line number, document, etc., so it will be very clear.
But if you could give us just a quick recap of the issues so that everyone can hear those issues as issues at the moment.
I have to come back to the document, to the to my response.
Avery, I have in front of me an email from Tijani from 17th of September in which he has the excerpt, the cover letter, and then an email listing a list of issues.
Yes.
Right.
Like line 31, and, you know, he goes per line.
Right.
I wonder if this already exists.
Right. But if there's any substantive issues, I wanted to get them added to the list now.
Okay.
In fact, I was told there was substantive issues, and I remember there being substantive issues.
I am trying to see my email.
Yeah, I've got it here, too. Let me get it. Tijani, writing exercise. Okay, line 31 was syntactical. Line 43 for 44, bullet point. I think that's syntactical. Line 60, funds should be distributed with special consideration for the applications coming from development countries.
Yes.
So line 60, that's the specific one you've put in.
Yes.
Line 67 through 69, is it fair that one single applicant gets support from several parties while others couldn't apply because of their need? I'm not sure I understand the issue on that one. And then you had line 68. I guess we'll just take these issues. Then line 68, is it our mission to recommend aid for all applicants out of the ones meeting criteria of eligibility? Then there was line 110, entrepreneurs coming from and serving a developing market. I think that was just language correction.
Yes.
And then a line 125, 26, on ongoing costs, report should that was also correction. So the other two issues were, and I'm just going to cut them in at the moment, were that is it fair for one single applicant to get support from several parties while others couldn't apply because of their need? And line 68, is it our mission to recommend aid for all applicants out of the ones meeting the criteria for eligibility? And we've got 3 more minutes. I don't know if that's enough time for you to go into more detail, but I'll include them on the list, and then we'll start working through them, and we'll get back to them if that's okay. Is that okay? So I've got them on the list now, and we will come back to them.
Okay.
So at this point, I think we've got a list. Carla, I'd like to ask if you can put sort of a cleaned-up version of it on the mailing list of just the issues that need to be resolved, and then people can look at it and comment further to make sure that we do have everything and that everybody understands. And then at the next meeting, we'll start working our way through this list. Once we've worked our way through this list, we'll return to the comments document, then we'll return to the final document, then hopefully we'll have cleaned up everything so that we'll be essentially done, and then we'll look at what the future is. As it progresses, I think we need to try and get this done in the next few weeks. I recommend that we continue twice a week meeting and that we try to get this done as quickly and efficiently as possible. Anybody else have something to add at the end of this meeting? Evan, would you like to add anything before I close the meeting?
No, I'm quite happy with the way it's going.
Okay, thank you. In which case, I thank everyone for this Tuesday morning and for getting as far as we did. And so next week, we'll start slogging our way through the issues again and try through whatever means we need to find the consensus point so that we can finish our work and deliver it. Okay. I thank you all, and I'll talk. Oh, no, it's not Thursday. Sorry, it's Friday.
It's Friday?
It's Friday, the second meeting. I keep thinking Thursday, but it's Friday, correct?
Correct. I think that's what we said.
Yeah. Okay. It was my mistake. Everybody
Friday,
forget Thursday, it's Friday.
Friday, 1400 UTC.
Thank you, the voice of knowledge. Okay, anybody else have any final comments? In which case, thank you all, and I'll talk to you Friday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Miriam.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.